A monitor says the Syrian army has retaken part of the Deir ez-Zor province from Daesh terrorists in its first gain in the area since 2014. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government forces entered the province from the southeastern side near the Iraqi border. The observatory said the Syrian army advanced 8 kilometers into the province. It comes after the army reached the eastern border with Iraq earlier this month. Syrian forces have been making key gains against the Takfiri terrorists, especially in Badia Desert, that also covers a large part of Deir ez-Zor province. Now they plan to retake the provincial capital, where an estimated 100,000 people are still living under Daesh siege. Well, for more on the story, let's go live to Norway and talk to John Stepling, author and a commentator. Mr. Stepling, hi there. Thank you so much for being with us. So what is the significance of this gain by the Syrian army in the province of Deir ez-Zor, apart from the fact that it's the first time since 2014 that they're recapturing some territory in this province from Daesh?
Well, it's pretty significant. And, you know, the Syrian army has been hugely effective throughout this long 6-year war. And, you know, the bigger issue, though, is what the U.S. response is going to be. And I mean, we see the, you know, shooting down of the Syrian jet. We see all of these things happening, and U.S. bombing in supposed conflict-free zones. And you have to look at the Western leadership in the U.S. now. I mean, Donald Trump had this visit to Saudi Arabia, finalized a deal for hundreds of billions of dollars of weapon, and his new best friend, Prince bin Salman. And that's really significant in terms of Syria, actually, because the people like James Mattis, the war criminal who is heading up, you know, the U.S. Forces now, is somebody who is an absolute anti-Iranian hardliner. And they see bin Salman as a very useful tool. Bin Salman is only 31 years old. He's not particularly bright, frankly. And he will serve a role that is not unlike the role Saddam Hussein served for the United States at a certain point. So, you know, looking ahead down the road, and other people have suggested this, and I think it's true, is that regime change in Saudi Arabia is going to be the final result of all of this. But in the meantime, you know, bin Salman is a very useful tool, because he's wants to spend money on weapons and wage war. I mean, the Yemeni war was entirely his invention. So back to Syria, you know, the West has been waging war against Syria for a very long time in different forms, as has Israel. And, you know, while this is a significant gain, what the U.S. reaction is going to be is anybody's guess. And that is the other problem, is Donald Trump has no idea what he means when he says anything. His ignorance of this region is profound, as it is about most anything. So,
what about the other challenge, Mr. Stepling, that the Syrian army might be facing in recapturing Deir ez-Zor? Because since Daesh has been suffering defeats in Raqqa, there have been reports that Daesh is moving its forces and its weaponry towards Deir ez-Zor, moving towards that eastern province.
Yeah, and you also have, you know, not to keep complicating the question, but you also have the issue of the Kurdish fighters now that are U.S.-backed. What happens, what Russia's response is going to be interesting, too, because they have been trying very hard to avoid what some people refer to as World War III. I don't think that's going to happen, because I think there's a lot of back-channel conversations. The U.S. is funding the terrorists, the jihadis, Daesh, ISIS. We know that. Saudi Arabia is. So they are pretending to fight ISIS, and they are supporting them. So, yeah, the significance of those troops moving into the region that the Syrian government just made advances on is significant, but it's also hard. I mean, I have a hard time commenting on it because it's very hard to get reliable information on any of this. You know, there are very few reliable sources. And I always kind of take a wait and see attitude. I know the larger picture. I know the anti-Assad regime change intentions of the West as they have always been. I mean, that goes back 30, 40 years almost. It goes back to the Kermit Roosevelt orchestrating the coup against Mossadegh in Iran.
Okay.
You know, so the intentions are clear, and you know, the particulars are very hard to tweeze apart, I'm afraid.
Okay, thank you so much for that insight. John Stepling, author and commentator, joining us from Norway. Thank you very much.